participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
If you want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight, maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life, Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentleperson.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd, and there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike show.
Well, that's a great question. We, you know, bless you. I think the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, you know, have you using language like that on the air. And I, while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop,
Don,
stop, stop. Quit smelling my belly button.
Stop, Don, stop, stop.
Lawyers I've ever seen.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true
faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
No, he's not retarded.
I will tell you this.
What?
They're not like most lawyers. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Return.
I get it. I get you.
I don't know what you mean. And all the ships at sea, moving faster than the speed of justice, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hiya, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday,
August 23rd, and phone number 877-365-3636.
All right.
National number, Washington, D.C. Oh, we got some talking about D.C. today. 202.
Very good.
432-1067 and Philly. Got lots to talk about Philly today.
Oh, yeah.
215-263-ROCK. Yesterday, you know, here I am. You know, much like the scales of justice.
Here I am, baby.
It's no day off.
The scales of justice that stand in front of the courthouse. I'm in traffic court, mm-hmm. and I'm weighing the fact that, well, I'm not being sodomized, but I got to go in.
You're being put through the ringer of justice.
Similar. And I got to go through an entire day mm-hmm. of fighting a speeding ticket, and as it turns out, at the end of the day, my butt was bleeding.
Yeah, and it was, you know, a normal happenstance, and we're glad to see you back here, healthy, and, you know, he was probably a very large man that you were in the holding cell with.
So, no, I was never in a holding cell.
I'm kidding, of course.
I had a tour of some of the finest courtrooms, though.
Oh, that's right.
What I do, I kid. That that this county has to offer, sure. As we shuffled from Court B to Court D to Court right. A. Well, anyway, even with all of that, Buzz still sodomized me today, so I would announce his name. Here he is, and the weapon of choice today was...
A judge's gavel. I hope you don't mind.
A judge's gavel. Ouch.
The business end.
That's right. Ouch. Yeah. Sorry about not being here yesterday. The deal is, you go to traffic court,
right.
You're going to fight a ticket,
right?
And you're there at 9:30, and it's a cattle call to wait to find out when your name's going to be called.
Right. Yeah, and many times, don't they use the... the alphabetical system as well?
Yeah, well, and...
I mean, when your guy is called,
yeah,
it's alphabetical.
Yeah, and as it turns out,
Sorce,
my guy was there, but my guy wasn't there.
Oh.
My cop was there, however, he was in a different courtroom. So rather than just summarily dismiss the charges, as I was hoping...
They're going to wait to bring him back in.
Yeah, I had to wait for him to get done in the other courtroom, which is why when I called Rob, I was just standing, lingering in this little outside the courtroom area.
Like
lobby.
Holiday.
And there were a lot of people like myself who were waiting on this one very efficient and highly motivated officer
mm-hmm.
who writes an awful lot of tickets, making sure that our highways and byways are the safest in the United States.
He's a good earner.
We say good for you, sir. Good for you.
You know, next time you should get arrested under your DJ name, you'd get faster service because G comes way before S.
You know, I have the contender on my brain. I should have said, and we say bravo to you, sir. Bravo.
Say bravo. So I was caught all day there yesterday, and as it turns out, I can't say I fought the law and the law won.
Uh-huh.
However, I can say I fought the law and came out much better than I thought I would.
Very good.
Good.
We're glad to see you here, and you know, everybody should be careful in traffic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You never know. You get yourself into those little situations, and it can be...
You never realize.
I think we've all been there.
You never realize until you're sitting there that really, we're going 81 in a 55.
Amazing what the world of hurt they can put.
If they want to.
If they really want to.
Yeah. You're effed. I mean, you're totally, totally effed.
I'm not trying to fair, but that's the way
it
is.
Did you explain you were just in a hurry to do your volunteer work?
Let me just say that the fact that we do this show is not a great help in open court.
And I will also say that it has been my experience when I have probably sat in those very same courtrooms that they seem to be overwhelmed with helping individuals who, how do I say this delicately, perhaps English is not their mother tongue.
Yeah, and, you know, let me just... I know
that
I said
seems
this
to be really what it's all about,
and
things down.
And I know I said it a month ago when I was in court, but for God's sakes, if you're in court,
yes,
don't wear a wife beater. Don't.
No.
You know, when you go up there, whether your name is Hector or Ramon or Jesus, whatever your name is, it's bad enough that you don't speak our language.
Don't compound
it. Can I give everybody the outfit that you and I both wear when we go to court? What it is yeah. Leslie, this is the summer suit.
Uh-huh.
It is the navy blue button front bolero jacket with the short sleeves and white piping. The navy blue shorts with the white piping on the shorts.
The knee socks.
The white knee socks and the black hard buckle shoes and the straw round hat.
And my guest today, because we just visited Philly, I went with the three-pointed hat.
There, oh, that's a, and that can be acceptable, too.
Very nice, patriotic.
And very nice. Yeah. Very,
three-pointed
very good.
Hat with my little American flag there.
And not really, it's not a tie, it's not a bow tie, it's kind of a combination of both. It's kind of a, it's more like a ribbon.
It's a bow.
It's a
yeah.
bow.
Yeah.
It's, a bow. It's like a bow that a girl would have on
yeah.
her dress.
Exactly.
Anyway, sorry about that. That's why we didn't have a show yesterday, because I was in court.
Wow.
And finally got this thing resolved. Jesus, I don't know, like 2 o'clock, something like that. And I feel bad because this is a short week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is going to be our last day before vacation.
Okay.
We do like warning you in advance yeah. when we are going on vacation.
That's fair.
And we will be back the same day as everybody else gets back from vacation, Tuesday, September 3rd. So we'll be gone from Thursday until the day after Labor Day.
Very cool.
So just everybody knows that. We like telling you that up front.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think that, you know, we've been suspended.
Nothing like that.
We've done something bad.
Not this time.
We're on vacation.
Right. We have not been suspended.
It is a scheduled vacation. Now, Christ, we got a lot of talking about Philly to do.
Man, I got so much to tell you about. It's painful.
But before we get to Philly.
Right.
We got to get to Philly, and then we got to get to D.C., because something today happened great in D.C. that's never happened before. And I want to mention this. These ratings that I'm going to throw at you now are simply monthly ratings. They're the monthly Arbitrends. They really, in the big scheme of things, don't matter, because our ratings are given to us on a three-month seasonal average.
That's right. I was having a discussion if this counts technically, and I think if you made a case technically,
it counts.
It counts. However, to really make it cement, it's going to have to hold up through the big one.
Yeah. Now,
and if that happens, then it's official. Well, you
well,
go
still,
ahead.
It's never happened.
It's never happened
for us.
Technically,
time.
It has happened, and we need to acknowledge this, because I don't think I'm overstating this when it very well may be a first for any market, any major market in the country.
Wow.
Now. That's right. If you keep score, it counts. Let me quote the great ball coach, Steve Spurrier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you keep score, it counts.
Yes. If you keep score, it counts.
So mm-hmm. it counts. First off, the monthly ratings from Philly came out yesterday, mm-hmm. and our ratings were exactly the same.
Okay, very good.
Exactly
good.
The same.
Those were good.
Number one in all those demographics.
Excellent.
As a matter of fact, the 25-54 was up a little bit.
That's good.
I got those numbers. I thought, that's good.
Wonderful.
That's good. Came into work today. Today is the day we get the WJFK FM Washington monthly ratings.
Uh-huh.
And are you ready for this? We have been number one, 12 plus overall listeners doing a morning show.
Yes, we have.
We have been number one, 12 plus all listeners doing our old afternoon show.
Many times.
Mm-hmm. It was 1 year ago last week that we moved to the midday slot,
mm-hmm.
to a shift that had been rated in 14th place.
That's right, Brother Donald.
And when we changed time slots, I cannot tell you how many of the so-called radio genies, a lot of them who have unfortunately been fired from this company now,
oh, well.
And even guys outside of the company said,
right.
It'll never work.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Washington, D.C., listening to the number one rated midday show overall.
Wow, a trifecta.
Number one.
We gotta say it again, it sounds repetitive. Washington, D.C.
You kicked ass.
You did. God
man,
damn it,
oh man.
Did.
This
That's
is
great.
This is unprecedented.
Number one.
And I says to the Washington Post, I says to Washingtonian Magazine, I says to all the television stations here in Washington, ladies and gentlemen, This is a story.
Mm-hmm. Never been done before.
Never been done.
Never been done. And you guys, you're the greatest.
Right.
You are absolutely the greatest.
Thank you.
Number one, 12 plus. You know, that's...
It means we've done it in the afternoon, we've done it in the morning, and now we've done it in middays.
Wow.
I don't think that's been done before. I hope somebody researches that. I don't think it's been done anywhere.
5-0 to 5-8.
I really don't think so.
Yeah.
5-0 to 5-8 from second place to first place.
Right.
Wow. Your money demo, adults 25 to 54. You guys are incredible. 6.4, number one, to 8.0, number one.
God bless you.
18 to 34.
Sure get that vibe when I'm out and about in this town, but I tell you, to see it on paper is a wonderful thing.
Adults, men and women, 18 to 34, we had an 8.6.
When I'm out on the town.
We had an 8.6, which was third place. It's now 10.9.
Wow.
First place.
Oh, my God. Some of the finest bars in the Washington, D.C. area. I have...
Nightclubs.
When I've been clubbing.
Men, 18 plus... 7.0, that was number one.
Jesus.
But you guys have cranked it up to an 8.4.
Wowzy, woo-woo. That's good. Keep it up.
So.
Keep it up.
This is a great day for us.
It sure.
Really, really, it's a great day for us, no matter what else happens.
It's a beautiful morning.
And I find myself saying what those dumb, stupid jocks say after they win a game. When they, you know, and I'm not talking about when they say, I want to thank Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I mean, I'm talking about...
You do, of course.
Roger Otto, but don't play that way.
I do want to say... I sounded like them, though, when they say, they can never take this away.
Yep.
No, they can never take it away. And I've always looked at those guys and said, well, you idiot. Of course they can't take it away. Mm-hmm. Who would want to take it away?
Right.
But now I dig it. I understand it.
It is the most rewarding feeling and experience to be doing this. It's the only feedback we get. It's the only way that...
And you guys have beaten the odds.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. It's the only way it's acknowledged. You know, and to get this response from the city where we have lived for so long is just terrific. You know, when you have a year where things aren't necessarily going that great for you. Let me tell you right now, personally, this comes from me. I will tell you, this really is fantastic news. And it's happened relatively quickly, and we are so, so delighted. It's the best. It is the best to see, to realize, number one, in all three day parts in Washington, D.C., is just...
And here you guys, you took us from 13th to 1st. In 1 year.
Wow. Right, exactly.
Four ratings periods,
mm-hmm.
1 year.
Thank you very much.
So for that, we say thank you, Washington. Thank you, Philly, for the great ratings. Don't want to slight you, but frankly, you guys just did as good as you did last time. You can do better.
Hey, we know that, but we know that's coming in Philadelphia,
yeah,
too.
And I know you can do better.
Wonderful news. And after being up there in Philadelphia, there's a vibe in that city that is unmistakable for this show, and we are delighted with that.
The weekend that we had in Philadelphia was one that I don't think we're going to forget. When we did the Las Vegas style show from Lance's house on Friday night in Northeast Philly, let me just describe the house.
Now, we got to get the name of the town right. And I think we owe this to all those people that were there.
Find out for a second. Lance is on the line.
Okay, because they were real big on that at the end. It was Northeast Philly, but it was the Northeast suburbs.
The guy's house looked like, if you've seen Archie Bunker, All in the Family.
Or King of Queens.
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
It's not a row house.
No.
Mike, the town is Lawndale.
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 Because they were doing it the end of the day. Lawndale, Lawndale, Lawndale.
It's not a row house, meaning that it's a tiny townhouse. No. It's a regular-sized house.
Yeah. Right.
But it's in one of those old-fashioned neighborhoods.
That neighborhood has to be around since the 40s.
Where they have chain-link fences and where all of the houses are very close together.
Right.
It screams like a baby boomer, like post-war boom, like Levitt Town type.
Right. Very, very cool. Very cool neighborhood. Cool.
Great. Big trees. It's a great neighborhood.
And it was... To say that it was wild would be an understatement.
Yeah.
There was no air conditioning. There were gigantic fans, which did absolutely no good, but it didn't matter.
Right.
There was.
It really didn't. I've never been in that hot a room and not really given an S about the heat because it was just too good a time.
A great, great great bunch of people. Even the old man at the end who I almost got in a fist fight with. Even him, I've got nothing but love for.
Mm-hmm.
This Las Vegas style show, and you know, we are going to be going to Atlantic City. We firmed those plans when we were up in Philly.
Very good.
And God knows, D.C. deserves a Las Vegas style show. We're going to do it in Atlantic City. But we have stumbled onto the format, the way to do these shows.
There's no question this is the best way to do a Las Vegas style show.
You do it from someone's house. There are no rules.
There are no rules. You're in somebody's private home. What happens is between you and the lady. No rules, just right.
And let's first start with the king of the Las Vegas style show. The guy who wrote all the letters and turned out to be one hell of a great host.
Yep.
Here is our friend Lance.
Hello, Lance.
How you doing?
Lance.
Radio gods.
What a night.
You guys are awesome.
What a night.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome.
I wonder if you've recovered from Friday night.
I'm just getting over it now.
You know, Lance, that's really
incredible.
It couldn't have gone any better. That's my opinion.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And Lance, all of your friends are great guys, great girls. Your mom is great.
Yeah.
Rob,
I'm sure she thinks.
Stop that, Rob. I cannot imagine. You know, and
really know how to throw a party. That was the best party I ever attended or ever will attend.
Wow.
Awesome.
And we're strangers. We didn't know anybody. We didn't know anybody. We had not even ever met Lance personally.
You know, to be honest, when we walked into the house at first, somebody mentioned me. There's a little air circulation issue. And we walked in, and it was, Lance, do you, in your bedroom upstairs, you have a wall unit, right? You have an air conditioning unit?
Yes.
So you're able to sleep, because I would venture to say, if you didn't have that wall unit, you'd have a little trouble breathing in that house.
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah.
I
grew up without one, so.
Yeah, you know what? I grew up without one, too, and when I go back home, my room at home does not have an air conditioner.
Sucks. Wow.
I have to applaud Lance, because for the first, I'd say we were there for, what, 2.5 or 3 hours?
3 hours.
And for the first 45 minutes, hour, he's...
Statewide Amber Alert has been issued from the Riverside Police Department. Their report of a child abduction this morning in Riverside. A little girl's name, Nicole Taylor Timmons. She apparently was abducted in Riverside this morning. The suspect in this Amber Alert identified as Glenn Parks, 61-year-old white male, 6'3", 200 pounds, possibly driving a 1982 Dodge pickup truck, license plate California 4L50054. Again, the little girl's name, Nicole Taylor Timmons. Any information, you're asked to contact the CHP or the Riverside Police Department.
A female attendee told me I might need to shampoo my rug.
It was very warm.
Well, there was spillage.
Seepage.
Mm-hmm. There was seepage.
Mm-hmm.
When the girl pulled out the cigar from the Monica contest.
Melissa.
I mean, thanks, Buzz, for remembering the name. It was glowing. It looked like a piece of kryptonite. It looked like a piece of brown kryptonite.
That would be the moment of the Las Vegas style show where you exuded the most joy. Nothing gives you greater pleasure than
to show
that cigar to everybody. And you know, I came around on it because it was just, you're so delighted by that.
He held it up like a trophy.
It is his trophy.
It makes him happy.
And I don't put it in, I don't take it out.
That's
but
good.
As soon as the girl takes it out,
you lunge at it.
I daintily picked up.
Practically tackle it.
I daintily pick up the quarter to an inch that's not sopping wet.
Oh, God.
And display it for the crowd. And then there is a mad fight with guys who want to bite off the end and chew it and smoke the cigar.
And they always end up smoking this just totally destroyed cigar.
Eat the Apple game was great.
Oh, that was awesome.
The underwear fashion show. Now, listen, I'm no homo. But whoever the guy is who won that, you know... Who wants to see this guy on a hot Friday night running all over Lance's living room?
Flipping around his anaconda.
He's got his D and his B's out, and he's doing the splits, and he's...
Pretty nasty.
Touching himself.
Now, what we like, really, and what we've had with Las Vegas-style shows before, the male portion of the Las Vegas-style show... A lot of times you get a couple of really big men in there, and that's when it's seriously funny. But the ladies, in fairness to the ladies, they certainly enjoyed the underwear fashion show with the guys because the guys were showing it all. They were young guys. Most of them were in pretty good shape. And that one guy just was, he was flicking. He was flicking it.
Lisa's just sent me an instant message, said she enjoyed the fantastic D&B flapping.
I guess it was the least we could do for the ladies.
Yeah, well, there were lots of ladies there, and not only were there ladies that were amateurs in the contest, we had some pros that showed up. It was fantastic. It really was.
And so we get down to the very end of the night with the underwear fashion show, which is really a striptease, and it ended up being a bunch of pros and one regular girl.
Right.
And of course, the crowd, although they loved the tricks that the pros could put on,
yeah.
You can't beat a regular working class girl.
And the regular working class girl is the one that won the contest. I mean, as well as the pros did, and believe me.
Wow.
The pros
they did
went
some
over
tricks.
The, yeah. They did some wonderful.
They were strong.
I like to call one, half past two. That's really the position that she really looked like the two hands on a watch.
Is that the name? The name of the place is Dream Girls Land?
It's the Dream Girls from Daydreams Club.
Daydreams. Right.
So, they were spectacular. It was awesome.
So the girl who wins the contest, she's very excited, with $1,000.
Yeah.
And we're done with the show. And when we got done with the show, we went out in the backyard. We were drinking and having snacks with people. And the girl who won came over to me and said, "Would you please come talk to my mom?"
Oh, boy.
My mom is really upset that I won this contest,
mm-hmm.
but I was in this contest.
Right.
So I'm in Lance's backyard, and there's people getting drunk and throwing up, and there still is nudity happening all over the place. And I'm in the backyard, and there's this girl's mom sitting in one of those beach chairs.
Right.
And she says, "Mom, this is Don. He has a 17-year-old son."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Nice to meet you." And the first thing she said is, "How could you do this?" And
I wasn't even there. I didn't know that happened.
And I said, well, I didn't do it. Your daughter did.
Right.
I said, but your daughter's won $1,000. I said that the crowd loved her.
Right.
And to be honest,
she certainly didn't do the gymnastic poses in fact, she might have just given the crowd a flag.
Yeah, and I said, to be honest, your daughter didn't do half, one quarter of the stuff that the professional girls did.
And she's walking out $1,000 richer.
And then the mother said to me, "Would you allow your son to do that?" And I said, "Well, my son is only 17 and your daughter's 22.
Right.
But if my son's of age and he goes to a party and he wants to do that to win money, yeah.
C'est la vie.
I'd let him do it.
It's innocent fun."
And at that point, I became the mama's best friend. The mama says to me, "Well, if that's how you really feel,
right,
then I guess I can't be mad at her."
Mm.
And the two of them hugged and had a beautiful moment. And that right. was right after that this old decrepit guy and a wife beater came up and just said, "You suck." and I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "You suck." And I said, "What are you doing at this party?" He says, "I live next door." Something like that. "I'm in the neighborhood." "You suck." I said, "Well, you're drinking my beer. Get out of here." "I don't have to get out of here." I said, "Oh, yes, you do have to get out of here." "No, I don't have to." I said, "Listen, old man." And at that point, he dropped the beer down and he was ready to give me the old...
Yeah, he was posing like the Liddy would fight.
Really?
The old John L.
Really?
Sullivan.
Where
yeah.
that? Man, this is incredible.
It all went down in probably about 8 seconds, but there was beer
I was in the front of the house.
Where was I?
I was very happy at that
enjoying
point.
My, like, eighth cocktail.
I was in the backyard with your friends, Lance.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering where I was.
I don't know, but
Lance, I believe you were with me. No, yeah. Just kidding.
All I know is that the guy had on a blue wife beater.
Didn't you say it came out okay though? In the end, it turned out okay.
Yeah, it turned out okay because the guy just walked away and I walked away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But he was like really doing the...
No. The guy was
the pose.
I said, "Listen, old man," and then as soon as I called him old man, he threw the beer on the floor. And he struck a pose. Like, he was ready to duke it out.
Is that when you ran?
And at that point, no, I said, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm ready. You know?
You take it right to the line. You take it right
absolutely
to the line.
Loaded with liquid courage.
Yeah.
I'm going,
do that all the time.
Come on. And then Rob came over wearing his...
Yeah, Rob feels credible as a bouncer.
Straw hat.
Wearing his Hebrew basketball jersey.
You know what I mean? Straw hat
and his cane. And he goes, break it up. We got to get you out of here. Break it up.
You know, I was at one point, I'm just watching Rob at one point during the evening. And I'm watching his outfit. And I'm remembering what you said on the show, that Rob doesn't dress up in outfits anymore. And I said, for a guy that doesn't dress up in outfits, there he is, with a cane and...
Straw hat. And a basketball jersey that says Hebrews on it.
Philadelphia Hebrews.
The Star of David.
With a T-shirt underneath it. And I said,
I just want you guys to know that the fan was on you guys, but Rob wouldn't move out of the way. He was actually... I wanted to move it around Rob, but he insisted it stayed on his back.
Rob insisted. Well, listen, Lance, you are... the greatest
of the man.
Gosh, you guys are the greatest. I'll tell you, Dynamite Rule.
Rob came to me.
Philadelphia appreciates what you did.
Thanks, Lance. Rob came up to me in the backyard when we were going to start the show. And I don't know if he knew how silly he looked, but he walked up. And I guess you were ready to start, and I was in the back. And Rob came back and said, Don's ready to get rolling. Y'all ready? He's like, really? You know when Rob's super
focused,
serious?
Yeah.
And Rob says, we're ready to start right now. Okay, and then he goes, like, kind of running back into the house. And I see this clown man just heading in with his straw hat on.
And Lance, I will see you and your wife and your mom at the vet at the Redskins game, okay?
Thanks, Don.
I wasn't that drunk.
Put out a thank you for a supplier. Bill McEwen from McEwen's Beverages of Philadelphia. He supplied the beer, soda, and water.
Very good.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, guys.
Well, it was... a great time, and we can't even get into half the stuff that happened there. Lance, see you at the vet.
Don, thank you.
You got it, my friend.
Radio gods.
See you later.
Thanks a lot, Lance.
All right, bye.
Now, here's a woman we want to talk to. You might remember Laura. Laura's the woman who took the Tom Gavin challenge.
Ah, yes.
Now, at the time of the show, Friday night, in Lance's house, the outside temperature in Philadelphia was 97 degrees. Mm-hmm. Screw the heat index. You got 200 people crammed into a house with no air conditioning.
The word stifling, you really don't get much hotter inside a house than it was inside of it. It had to be at least 90 degrees inside of that house.
So Tom is there, and Tom is sweating like he has never sweated before.
Yeah, and since it was Friday night, you know, bath day is Saturday, so you're pretty much at the far end of his hygiene week.
So after we got some dirty talk from Tom,
which is our new favorite,
Tom, what would you do to a girl if you could? And then he says what he would like to do.
Yeah, and he uses all the dirty words.
It's delightful.
Big fun. I think probably that's right in the Elvis to Elvis thing where you and I are getting more of a kick out of that. Everybody else is kind of looking at us quizzically. Why are they making him talk dirty? Because we just enjoy it.
We're dying, man. We're dying he's doing this. Then we have the challenge, and the challenge is a girl from the audience has to come up and has to French Tom for 60 seconds.
Right.
Sounds easy. But when you see Tom and with the heat and the humidity and the fact that you got a couple hundred people that are watching.
And about three quarters of the way through, they broke the seal.
And had to start over.
Oh. Not really start over. We gave him, I think, 20 seconds.
And I think she said Tom broke the seal.
Yeah, Tom did.
Here is Laura. Laura.
Yeah.
Now, you're the girl who did the Tom experience.
I was still tasting it the next day. I was horrible.
Oh, still tasting it the next day.
Oh, my God. I was in nightmares. I was like, Jesus, he's so nasty. But he pushed me.
Yeah,
he pushed me away, and I got pissed. I was like, man, I want that $100. I can kiss his ass.
Now.
Wow.
Now, listen, you've had time to think about it.
Yeah.
Can you... You know, remember, this is a family radio show, of course. Can you describe the taste of Tom?
The face of him?
The taste of
the
Tom.
The taste of Tom's mouth.
Oh, yeah. It was just... It was just awful. His tongue just dangled there.
It wasn't good.
Well, it's time for a reunion.
I mean, talk about regurging. I just didn't want to eat. I ate a piece of pizza before that, and I just thought I was going to throw it all.
And
it was horrible.
Here,
but you know what?
Okay,
hey,
guys.
I had the best time. I had a really good time. I mean, them girls were freaky, but I had a great time.
Let's welcome now.
You know what I mean? It was a good time.
Let's welcome your boyfriend, Tom Gavin. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, baby Kay.
How are you?
How you doing?
I got your shirts I wore it the next day. I was like, I kissed this man for $100. I was very proud.
How you doing?
Very proud.
Tom, now we're going to ask you to have a conversation with Laura. Do your very best.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing, Laura?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good.
That's good. How was your weekend?
Good.
Good?
That's about the extent of it, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That's the extent of my
Hey, listen to this. After the thing was over,
yeah.
When you made fun with us when they had that car wrecks war.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after we left, apparently there was a mad rush.
It was a car wreck.
There was like a 6-car accident in front of Lance's house.
I know, And
there were
the car
several.
Got hit, 4 cars stand, like 4.
There were several of us out in front when that happened. Were you? I don't think you were out in front when that happened.
We were gone.
You were gone. And I was standing next to the WYSP van with the lovely Tanya, and a couple of other people were standing around, and when, for whatever reason, I know you shouldn't laugh at a car accident, but when you heard it, wait a minute, Tom. That is, Tom, put a sock in it for a second. That is exactly what it sounded like, and because it sounded like that, the initial reaction was one of laughing. It was like...
I'm just sure it wasn't nobody from the party.
Yeah, it was somebody around the corner, right?
Yeah, some guy just on something.
Some neighbor. Oh, Tom, I gotta hang up.
All right, goodbye, Tom.
Grossing me out today. Laura, nice meeting you.
I am so glad you guys. That was the best party I've ever been to. I will never forget it.
Thank you.
My husband won't forget it. He won't forget. I kissed that guy.
Yeah, no.
Kissed me the next morning.
Oh. No, your husband's a good guy, Laura.
I just want to say thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
We had a great time with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man, and when you guys left, right before I left in the YSP van, there were like 3 cruisers on the street. Mm. I don't think that accident around the corner was the only one. I believe there were 2 or 3.
I heard there were 6 cars.
Yeah, there were a few fender benders. Thanks for coming to the party. Hey, you might want to drive carefully on your way home. Thanks for coming to the party. Thank you.
You killed the car.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
This is the mom. I just want to say hey.
Is this Lance's mom or the mom of the girl?
No, the mom of the girl.
Kelly's mom.
This is Judy.
Yeah, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi. See, everything.
Is this on?
Yeah, hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi. Everything was okay once we talked, right?
No, it was. And I just had to call you. It was pretty crazy, out of control. But, you know, I'm a mom, so maybe I was too old to be there. I don't know.
No. You were not too old to be there. Lance's mom was there. She was cool with everything.
There you go. Oh, she was totally cool. She didn't get out of bed till like Sunday.
So is there any attraction between you and Judy? I know you like older women, Don. Was there anything between you two?
Well, Mike, let me just say, like daughter, like mother.
Oh, he did. He just said like daughter, like mother. Oh, now he's getting to me. Okay, here's my thing.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I should have stopped her, and I know how I could have stopped her, but I didn't. So
it's all right.
What?
What she did, like I told you.
I know.
What your daughter did was fine.
Yeah.
She didn't go as far as the pros did.
I know, and a lot of the guys came up and they were like, she was so classy.
Yeah,
you are.
And these are guys that I've known for a really long time.
Very classy.
So I got over it and I'm cool.
She gets $1,000.
I know, and she's got so so many plans. She's like, oh, she's like crazy over it.
Fantastic. And that's the best news of all.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great time. And it was, you know, it was off the hook the whole entire party. But here's my thing. Here's my other thing.
What, honey?
Can I get anything for my pain and suffering?
Pain and suffering? Do we have a prize for mom's pain and suffering?
Yeah, like Aerosmith tickets. Oh, my God. I love them so much. Let's go to an Aerosmith concert.
Is Aerosmith coming to the Tweeter Center anytime
they're
soon?
They're coming September 9th to, I don't know if it's a Tweeter or First Union.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what we can do. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
All right, have a great day.
Everything has its price.
Hold on a second.
That's Pushy Judy.
What a great night it was, though.
Yeah. It was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you on your ratings.
Thank you. Oh, are you from D.C.?
I'm a D.C. listener. I've listened for about 6 years now.
If you're from D.C., then let me, where's my Tom tape? We've got to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is outstanding news.
Yes, it is.
Off the hook.
Don, I just wanted to say that, you know, like I said, I've been listening for about 6 years. I've heard a couple of your Elvis Death Day shows, and last week's was absolutely the funniest, man. All weekend, I was just thinking of what the story that you related about being on the air when you were younger, and you said, oh, man, I'm so dead.
I'm so dead.
All weekend, I just would think back to that. And
yeah.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Yeah. And thanks again, D.C. Those are record-breaking ratings today.
Yeah, so we're ready for the Wall Street Journal call.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
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 Hey.
Hi.
I just want to say that I'm sad.
Why?
Wait, this is Stephanie, just so you know.
Stephanie from Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you sad,
Stephanie?
Because you guys were gone yesterday, and I was thinking back to when Mike got in the car accident, and you guys pulled off the show without Mike. Mike, why couldn't you pull off the show without Don?
Well, because I've never done that, and we haven't done that for a long time, and Don runs the board for the show, and, you know, occasionally if...
you don't need Don.
Oh, now stop that. Behave yourself.
Stephanie,
don't rain on our parade. We're having a really good day today.
Stephanie, don't do the divide and conquer thing on us, honey.
Be nice to both of us.
I'll have you know that when I was here, when Mike was in his car accident, someone called the show and said the exact opposite thing. Mm-hmm. There's always some dumb ass, or in your case, some dumb whore that wants to call with this dumb divide and conquer thing.
And you know, it really is old because we have been working together for an awful long time.
I do.
It made me sad. I missed you.
F you dumb bitch.
Why?
Because you don't like me.
Yes, I do.
And you have no idea what I do on the show.
That's cool.
The reason that Mike can't do this is I do an awful lot of stuff over here that you never hear about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, just because of the way Mike and I work things, you have no idea.
I don't. I apologize.
You have no idea.
He was a whore.
Where that's coming from.
He was a whore.
Hi, you guys.
That's coming from a button over here.
But don't do the divide.
I know where it is.
I mean, really, you know, because like the day I was out, it was the guy saying, hey, the show sounds so much better without Mike. And that, you know, that just gets tired.
It is the Don and Mike Show. Why can't you get that?
It's been the Don and Mike Show for 18 years.
Well, that's why.
And yesterday.
Like to try.
What do you mean try?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yesterday, I wasn't going to be here all day long. It was not a question of when Mike was 40 minutes late.
Yeah, just a few minutes.
I wouldn't have been here all day long.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, don't do that again.
I'm sorry.
That's very bad.
Will you forgive me?
So, no.
Why not?
Because I think you're a troublemaker.
You've hurt us.
Why?
I think you're trouble.
How am I trouble?
I think you're trouble.
Well, Joey loves me.
Who's Joey?
Joey.
Joey who?
Joe. Phone boy. Joe. Come on.
Joe Phone boy. Oh, so you're a regular caller.
Yeah, I love Joe. Yeah. I'm his fiance.
You're his fiance.
Good luck with that.
That's right. No surprise there.
I'm sure you have beautiful, beautiful children.
Yeah.
Write your own vows.
Children of Thalidomide.
All right, guys.
All right, hang up now.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Love you guys.
I hate you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hang up. Hang up!
No.
I hate you.
Oh, see.
Vaginitis is too good for you, honey.
Hey, they said ass play today.
Who said ass play?
Howard Stern.
Stephanie, are you a bit of a radiophile?
What's that?
Yeah. No surprise she doesn't know what that word is.
What the hell is that?
God, you're so dumb.
It's what you are.
I am pretty dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, now we've all found something we can all agree on. You are pretty dumb.
I'm pretty bored.
You're bored?
Yeah.
Don't have a job?
No, I am in work.
I think we're all in agreement there.
You're at work?
You're dumb, and we're bored.
Well, who's taking the orders right now?
What do you mean who's taking the orders? I work in a bank.
Oh, that's terrific.
Sperm bank.
You work in a bank? What bank?
Commonwealth? Uh-huh.
Where's that?
Sperm bank.
All over the place.
Sperm bank. And she doesn't have a vault.
You guys know.
She uses her anus.
So when did Joe propose to you?
I want to say hi to Pat.
I'll tell you this about Pat.
No.
I want to say something about him. He's a saint.
You don't even know Pat.
Sure I know him. St. Pat.
Sure.
Great.
He's a great guy. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, whore.
They have a nickname for her at the sperm bank.
What's that?
ATM.
To mouth?
Could be.
There you go.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Susan from Philly. I'm listening on YST.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is I want you to know if Buzz could do me a favor.
I'll try. What is it?
I need you to wish me luck.
Good luck. What are you doing?
I'm on my way to take the exam to sell life and health insurance in the wonderful Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm sure you'll do fine. You don't have to study for that one, do you?
Yeah, a lot of studying. I was up until 2:30 this morning.
Really? It was that? And when did you start? About 7 o'clock last night?
No, actually, I've been studying for 2 weeks.
Have you really? Well, you'll ace it. That's not that tough.
You'll be fine. Studying to be a life insurance agent. You get someone to fill out the forms, and you take their money and you leave.
It's not like passing the bar. You'll do fine.
Don't worry about it, honey.
Good luck anyway.
Bye.
All right, thank you. One more call.
Let's take it back. That last laugh indicates she might not do that well.
Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike. Congratulations on your great ratings.
Ah, thank you for those great ratings.
Time to tackle overnights.
Yeah, we haven't tried that.
The evenings would come first.
Nighttime show.
Nighttime show would come first.
All right, thanks, my friend.
One more thing real quick.
Yeah.
For that bitch mom that wanted the tickets, have her daughter buy them with the $1,000 she won.
Okay, come on.
Well, you got all the answers.
Everybody play nice.
You know, it's the heat.
Yeah.
Play nice, makes everybody. People angry. Now, we have more Philadelphia stuff to tell you about. The Eagles pregame show.
Mm.
And the Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth fiasco.
Uh-oh.
Okay? I'm guilty.
You abandoned me.
I'm guilty.
Oh. And you know what? I will tell you this. Let this be a little precursor to my story of Saturday night.
Yeah?
Your abandonment is probably the best judgment you've ever shown. Because you didn't look like a crazy fool. You didn't end up looking like fool.
All right, clear the lines. Call 100 right now. Rob, we don't have the Burberry yet?
No.
No, when we get back from vacation. We're going to bring back, as a matter of fact, who doesn't love the secret sound?
Oh, yeah.
Coming back after vacation. Now let's give away, how about tickets to see... Oh, the Goo Goo Dolls.
Hi.
Craig Wilson loves the Goo Goo Dolls.
Super duper, fool.
you can go see him too, be the 100th caller. Good luck, you animals. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Well, let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... look. Let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Me too. God damn it.
Come on, Lane.
The Don and Mike Show. Call 100 time and here we go. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, and what's your name?
Oh, my God. My name is Mandy.
Mandy, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking.
I'm so excited.
Mandy, we have for you tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, my God.
Merriweather Post Pavilion Saturday night. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster locations at mpconcerts.com. Have a great time.
Thank you.
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
And if you live in the D.C. area, then let me again say...
Thank you.
And we thank you. We thank you for the number one ratings.
Thank you. Oh, well, thank you for being so awesome.
Thank you. No, thank you. Hold on. Have a great time at the concert. Now, about concerts, we got to play. We are on a schedule today.
Wow.
I mean to tell you that we have a sexpert waiting in the next room.
Yeah, I heard we got a sexpert around.
We sure do, and for a change, a good-looking sexpert.
A hottie sexpert?
Yeah, who doesn't mind getting naked.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, well, at least on her website she doesn't.
Fantastic.
And we've got Dude Walker today.
Yes.
And we've got...
Well,
a brand-new hotline for you.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say is a brand-new hotline for you.
Very exciting show today.
One of those crazy, out-of-control, crazy shootout-type hotlines.
All right. Crazy shootout is a copyrighted feature.
So, it's Saturday. We get done with the Las Vegas-style show on Friday night, and Saturday, we got some time before the concert.
Right.
So, Mike went off with some WYSP people.
Had a great time.
And Lisa and I went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to that same Jersey store.
You guys, that was like four times to that Jersey store.
Where I bought... a Houston Texans jersey.
Yeah, you go in phases. You go gaga for the jerseys at certain times in your life.
And then we went into Spencer Gifts.
Right.
And this is where I showed I did not buy the vinyl pull over your head Spider-Man mask.
Wow.
Even though Lisa said it looked great on me.
Right, exactly.
I didn't buy it, and I also did not buy Spider-Man Hawaiian shirts.
You have a birthday coming. So.
However, Lisa did buy for her boyfriend a gift that I laughed at in its simplicity. What it is it's a statue of Homer Simpson.
Right.
And it's Disco Homer. And he's got a disco outfit on, and he's got a big chain around his neck with a big H.
Sure.
And you press the button, and when you press the button, Homer dances, and he says about 50 different things.
Okay.
And
you don't see those very often.
But you see them everywhere.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. The simplicity of it.
It sounds like it's brand new. It's so funny.
No. I know they're everywhere.
What's he singing?
But he sings... I love the nightlife.
Okay.
I love the boogie.
Yeah, sure.
Then he sings Another One Bites the Dust.
There you go.
It is with a, did you give that gift to your boyfriend yet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. I didn't want to be ruining any of the secrets. Did he like it as much?
Yeah.
As we thought.
It's hysterical. You just walk by it and you just hit the button and it'll be like, woo! Or come on, TV, give me some of that sweet, sweet stuff.
You know, between the Jersey store and the hat store and now this store, we are a tremendously easily amused bunch of people.
We are. So,
I can't wait to go shopping again in Philly.
I'm real proud of myself because I'm leaving the store with Lisa. Now, keep in mind, I've just bought this Houston Texans jersey.
Right.
I call my
which
wife.
Which goes nicely with your Warren Moon jersey, which goes nicely with your...
San Diego Chargers jersey, which goes nicely with the Donovan McNabb Eagles jersey.
That would all purchase from the... When you walk into that store, what do they do? Do they French kiss you now?
What did the guy say to me, Rob, when he walked in? Do you collect jerseys?
Yeah, there was that. And then you offered something back.
I said, yeah. Well, I wear them once or twice, and then they pretty much just they hang around in my closet.
Yeah, you have a collection right now. It'd be probably pretty valuable.
Yeah. So we go back. We check into the hotel early. Lisa goes off to have what I'm guessing is unprotected sex with her boyfriend, who has joined us, and. I go back to do my prep for the Eagles game on Saturday night. I'm going to do the pregame show for the Eagles, and Mike is out partying with some people from WYSP.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the radio station, and now I'm concerned about doing this pregame show because I don't know how much of me I'm going to be and how straight-laced these guys are that I'm going to be working with.
Sure.
Well, I found out that... They're pretty much they'll go for anything,
right?
And
wide open.
Mike Mamula, who everybody had told me was a dick, was the guest, And I said on the air, I said, everybody tells me he's a dick. I'm going to ask him, the first question I'm going to ask him is, how come everybody hates you?
Right.
And he was listening on the way in.
So he was all prepped for it?
He was ready, answered all my questions about the steroids.
Good.
We had a great pregame show. Love doing it.
Good.
Love the Eagles. Want to do it again.
Right.
Tim just asked me. We'll work out the schedule. We'll get it done. Tom and Johnny Sample, who used to play for the Jets.
Sure.
He's another guy who was on the show. Really good stuff. Now, the show was supposed to go from 6 till 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
But because Tiger Woods was playing golf, they pushed back the start of the Eagles game to 8:15 on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
So they came to me and they said, the pregame show has to go till 8:15. I said, I'm sorry. You know, I got a date with Sammy Hagar.
Right.
And I'm meeting everybody at 9:45.